David is in Ladbroke Grove. Hello, David.
Good morning, yes. Well, of course, we know everybody in the country, in every pub in the land, talks about the fact we all know we went to Iraq for business, for oil, for the construction business. Saddam Hussein was only selling oil to the Russians and the Chinese at the time. We went there for business. Blair lied in the House of Commons, saying that there was extensive, detailed and informative intelligence to say there were weapons. We know the weapons of mass destruction thing was a lie. Therefore, he is a war criminal. And therefore, of course, Corbyn's absolutely right. And it's going to be his job, once the Chilcot inquiry comes out, to demand that a criminal in war crimes investigation is started immediately.
What law has he broken? What law has he broken?
The law whereby you lied to take your country into a war.
What law is that? Because I'm not aware of any such law.
Well, no, because there probably hasn't been one absolutely written.
So how can he be tried as a war criminal if he hasn't broken the law?
Because it's a conspiracy to cause a crime.
If you're going to be tried for something, you have to be tried under the law. I'm asking you, what law has he broken? And you can't name me one.
No, but what Corbyn is saying, the law Corbyn's saying, is the fact that Kofi Annan's saying that the UN agreement isn't there to allow them to go into war.
There's nothing to say that you have to have UN agreement to fight against another country.
No, there was at that time. There was
no, there wasn't.
A UN security
no,
resolution
no,
saying
no, there were,
to go and have
no,
war.
You're not listening, David.
What's wrong with it?
What I'm telling you is there is no law that says you have to have UN agreement to go to war.
Well, no, of course not to go to war. There's no agreement.
So he hasn't broken a law, has he?
Yes, he has, because we answered.
Which one?
We answered the United
Which
States
one?
Security Council.
Which law has he broken?
The law whereby you tell a lie to go into war.
No, there isn't such a law, though, is there?
Well, you know, you're just playing semantics.
It's you, David, that's playing with semantics.
You are. We went there on a lie. We went there for business, as everyone knows.
I don't know that. I don't believe that Tony Blair deliberately lied to the House of Commons. I don't believe he deliberately lied to the British people. I hold no candle for Tony Blair whatsoever. But I think he genuinely believed there were weapons of mass destruction. I also think he genuinely wanted to topple Saddam Hussein. And that was the reason that we went to war